If you have found yourself constantly thinking about needing to do more as a believer, like read the Bible more or pray more or fellowship more or whatever that more thing might be, then I'm telling you this episode is for you, and you are not alone. We're going to be talking about why this is something that many believers struggle with and some ways that you can overcome this. I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while, because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world about how to do well in those three areas. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for the support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending the episodes off to one of your sister friends. I just really appreciate you guys. And today, I'm jumping right in, not wasting any time. I'm excited about today because we're talking about this topic of not judging your faith. Before we get into that, because I'm really, really passionate about this topic, before we get into that, I wanted to say, at the time of this recording this past Saturday, your girl got rededicated and baptized. And I'm so, so excited that I did that. I have some sister friends. I've talked about them often on my podcast, but three sister friends at church that we always sit together. We do things outside the church at times together. And I believe if not all three of them, at least two of them had not been rededicated since like youth, like 6 years old and maybe 12 or something like that. And so this was their first adult time decision of being baptized and rededicated. And I'm telling you, we went in at relatively the same time. And when I tell you, just coming out renewed, I've just been on fire. I was on fire thinking about it, just thanking God for the decision to rededicate. And doing it with my girls, that was such an incredible, incredible encounter. And I just thank God for who he is and what he's doing. The next day at church, people were asking, you know, how you feel? I said, freshly dipped, freshly dipped. So I'm excited about that. I think the only other place that I still want to get baptized is in the Jordan River, which I plan on doing that in this life. So just thanking God that I had the opportunity to do that. So I wanted to give that shout out. If you have the opportunity to get rededicated, I say do it, because it's just a renewing of the spirit and of the mind, the rededication. God, I'm still with you. You know, like some people that decide to renew their marriage vows, I just love that. Like, I'm rededicating myself to you. So I'm just thanking God for that and some newfound faith and some newfound love as it relates to my father and my girls that I went in with. So that's what your girl did this weekend. And there was one night, the reason why we're talking today about stop judging your faith is because there was this one evening that I was going to bed last week, and I was like, man, you know, I don't remember if I was reading something other than the Bible before I went to sleep, or I was thinking something else, and I got in bed, and I was like, man, I need to do this more, I need to do that more. And then I started to think about what I was thinking about. I think that's dealing with metacognition, thinking about what you're thinking about. And I was like, I started thinking, do you do this a lot to yourself, Tamika? Like, do you think about what you're not doing as relates to God all the time? So this is what we're talking about. So today's episode is in that the faith and the focus area, right? More the focus. But I started thinking about that. I think this is going to be something that can bless us all, because I know that I'm not the only one that does this, because I know, as I thought about it and as God put it in my spirit, I think there are a lot of people that do this, not only, I should say, with thinking about God and what they're not doing, but in their lives, like, I should go to the gym more. I should eat healthy more. Some people say you should on yourself too much, right? But not like just from this thing of what you're not doing well, right? Like, even just like, I just have to be better in this area, right? You don't even, maybe you don't think about it in terms of what you should be doing, but maybe you think about it from the perspective of what you're not doing. Either way, whichever side you're looking at, it to me, it's still coming from a model of deficit thinking or a model of, you know, not being good enough or needing to do something else or whatever the case may be. And I really started thinking about that, and I just really wanted to talk about it in today's podcast with this mindset. It's like not enough, right? I just kind of talk about it, but we get stuck in that cycle, and I think that what it can keep us in this cycle of guilt, of striving, instead of enjoying the relationship that we have with the Father. And this can be in any relationship, right? It could be in a relationship with your eating. It could be in a relationship with someone, a partner. It could be in a relationship with your family. It could be something that you're thinking as far as work is concerned, like always feeling like you didn't do enough. I remember when I first became a school principal, it was shortly before that, I was working with a lady who I still to this day call boss. And it was like, she said something to me that really shifted how I saw work, because I really feel like in a lot of respects, while I didn't want to admit it in my younger years, I think I'm old enough now to admit it now, I was a workaholic. But it felt like it didn't feel like workaholic. Well, first of all, I didn't know what that felt like. Let's start right there. But I was always, you know, doing something, didn't know how to relax, stop, just, you know, take a breath, you know, don't do anything for a while, which is why I believe God has me in this season. But what boss said to me at that time was, she said, you know, if you die, they will replace you. They may cry at your funeral, but they will replace you. And what she was talking about at the time was me being able to take some time off. You know, I never used my work days unless I was like for real sick. Never used vacation days. I was always there, right? And, you know, stay late, you know, that sort of thing. She helped me to shift. And sometimes you need a mental break. Now, watch this. When I first got started with that, there was guilt there. There was judgment for people who were like, you know, I'm just taking a day off or whatever. Like, what do you mean you're taking a day off? You're supposed to be stacking up your you know, PTO or whatever the case may be. Now, this wasn't things I said, but these were things that I thought, not understanding at the time where that was coming from. But I could tell you that in a lot of respects, where it was coming from was this idea that was not said but expected of he or she who works the longest, he or she who does the most work will be promoted, right? And so somewhere along the way, I took on that mentality. So therefore, anybody that wasn't doing that, I felt like they didn't want to get promoted. Or, you know, if you just go to work and get off, go to work when you're supposed to go to work and get off when you get off, you didn't want to be promoted. But the devil is a liar, right? And so it took me years and years and years to really kind of get away from that mindset and or at least understand that I needed some time off. But it took even longer to really act upon it without guilt, right? To act upon those things. And I'm just, you know, always thinking, I mean, I'm in this perpetual need to go to the gym cycle, this perpetual need to lose weight cycle, this perpetual not doing enough for God cycle. And I am going to break out of that, right? It's because it's kept me stuck. It keeps us stuck. And what happens is, I think we begin to have a misunderstanding of God's grace. That might set somebody free right there. I look at this in a way where it's God is like, I got you. I caught you making a mistake. You don't love me enough if you're not doing these things constantly, right? Like constantly, 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 right? And the reality is, God is really there to cheer us on. He wants a relationship with us, but it's not about perfectionism, right? And I think that's what I have to recognize. It's not about, can I go to the gym this many times? Can I connect with the people that I love this many times? Can I pray this many times a day or this amount or read my Bible? It's not about that. It's about getting better. It's about the journey, right? Well, now what I do is I think about relationship with God. And I want to think about, if I'm trying to have this relationship with my girls, or if I'm trying to have this relationship with a significant other, am I putting more time and attention into that relationship because they're here, they're human, they're on earth, as I am with the relationship I want to build with God? If I want to hear God speak to me more, am I always just asking him for something when I pray? That again might set somebody free, right? It's the relationship. Am I, because when I think about relationship, watch this. If I'm thinking about relationships in the human form, I think about little kids. What do they want? Like my little Poppy, he's just turned two. My Puka, she's five. They want what they want to eat. They want to go where they want to go. They want to wear what they want to wear. They want to do what they want to do, right? They want. They always want. Mommy, give me this. Mommy, give me that. Daddy, I want. Can I have? Like, they want. And if I think about that, right, and I think about my prayers to God, am I always in this position of wanting and needing and asking, right? Or am I listening and communicating and conversing, right? That's the maturity that I'm looking for. So I have to have a better understanding of God's grace with that. I have to have a better understanding of perfectionism. I have to have a better outlook with those things, that I have to have a better outlook with things like comparison, right? You can hear somebody that's praying. And I want to tell you, there were some people set free the other Sunday when my pastor said people equate length of prayer and volume of prayer to depth of prayer. My God in heaven, that those don't equal. And just because someone can pray long and hard and they may use more eloquent speech doesn't mean that they're able to touch the Father. I said it and I'm not taking it back. I said it and I got, look, I'm going to say I got permission from my pastor because he said it. So if he said it, I'm saying it, right? So the thing is that I don't need to compare myself to those who might look a particular way. I need to compare myself to me. Right. And instead of focusing on what we lack or what I lacked, I have to shift that mindset, that focus on progress, connection, and God's grace. Progress, connection, God's grace. Progress, connection, and God's grace. And right now, and this year, I am really looking at those three things. I'm in this Bible app. I'm reading the Bible this year, where it's called the Bible Recap. That's the one I'm having to reread it. And when I tell you, I love it every day. I literally love it every day. Like, this is the first time I didn't have to forget, like, oh, I missed 3 days, I missed a week. No, I'm like looking forward to reading. And it's just this, it's progress, right? It's a connection. And to not be looking at it from that particular perspective. Now, here's what I think some of this I'm not doing enough mentality, how it can impact us. It can lead to guilt and shame. I think I said that, still in our joy, our relationship with God, burnout and frustration, right? Again, think about this in the context of whatever reason why you chose to listen to this podcast. Is it, if it's not your relationship with God, think about your relationship with significant others. If it's not that, is it work? Like, is there a place where you can insert that thing and this means something different for you, right? We don't want to be missing the beauty of small moments with God because we're fixated on what we're not doing. That's so important, right? Like, I don't want to be check boxing God. That might help somebody right there. I don't want to say, okay, I did this for this long, right? And we are often judging our walk. And I want us to better appreciate how far we've come. And that's something I want you to reflect on. Thinking about how far you've come as opposed to judging your walk, what you're not doing. Think about what I can say, this is probably, I've done the Bible in a year, I think for sure once before, maybe twice before, but this is the first time that, based on where I am in my mental, I'm truly enjoying it. Not in the sense of doing it to have it done, right? I want to go through the Bible in a year, but just where I'm at mentally and spiritually, I'm enjoying it. And I thank God for that. So I don't want to, even if I miss a day, I don't want to look at it like, oh, you missed a day. Actually, because if I miss a day, I'm excited to read both of them anyway. Right. And so just changing our mindset. And here is the thing, being able to recognize God's grace is the most important thing, right? That's really the most important thing. And making sure that we are celebrating that we are doing it, that we want to connect with the Father, that we are all in. I'm telling you, my girls at my church, they encourage me so much. And they encourage me without even saying words because they are sold out. When I tell you we sold out, we in church, like, he preached right to me, or he was ear hustling in our conversation because we literally just said that last night. But we're in a place where we are so hungry for being better ourselves and where we want to grow to, that we are in this thing and we're deep in there. And so it's not about perfection because we fail daily. The Bible talks about that. We're failing daily. And so instead of thinking about, okay, I failed daily, I know that's what the case is. What am I doing right? What am I doing right? Am I getting better today? Am I talking to God today? Is he near? God, my pastor talked about this God consciousness. And am I conscious of him being in my presence today? Can I stop and can I hear from him? Not always talking, but can I hear from him, right? And so that is what it is that we have to be doing. I want us to begin to get to this place where we are shifting our mindset. And I think that there are a few steps along the way that we can do. But before that, I want to talk about perspective. I want to talk about God's perspective versus our perspective. Because in Romans 8:1, it says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If the Bible says, the Apostle Paul wrote about there being no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, then why would we be condemning ourselves? Why am I looking from this condemnation mindset when I keep thinking about what I didn't do? I'm condemning myself on and on and on because, oh man, I should have did. The devil is a liar, right? And I need to flip that thing. One of the things that I have found in this particular situation that I'm talking about is the consciousness of what I'm doing, right? And so I didn't even think to ask myself this question before last week when I thought about it. Like, the thinking about what I'm thinking about, right? And because I've done that, now I can't undo it, right? I'm conscious of the fact that if I say, think about my relationship with God from a defensive perspective, now I'm conscious about it. And because I'm conscious about it, I no longer want to condemn myself for it. I just first need to be conscious about it. I need to call it something. I need to know it's there. I need to know what the devil is trying to do so that I can make sure that when it happens, I can counteract that with my love for the Father and say, you know what, Tamika, I'm not going to do this to myself. You know what? I thank God that I'm thinking about it and I'm not going to condemn myself for what I didn't do, right? I'm going to honor where I was and what I did. I'm going to honor that this is what I want to read. I'm going to honor that these are the things that I'm doing for myself, right? Because I know that I'm still getting stronger with my relationship in Christ, right? And also in Philippians 1:6, it says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. It's about the progress, right? It's about the progress. And I am so excited about giving myself grace for the progress. I'm not talking about letting myself off the hook because I don't believe that either. It's this healthy tension, right? I'm not gonna put myself in a position where I'm trying to pray 5 times a day, an hour each time. I'm not going to be trying to read, you know, 3 or 4 books of the Bible every day. Cause that's way out for where I am right now. Way. Not even sure if I'm ever going to get there. And for those who are able to do that, God bless them. That's not what it is that I do, but I'm going to know that that God's grace is sufficient. And as long as I am continuing trying to build a stronger relationship with the Father, and I am better today than I was yesterday, last week, last month, and last year, then I'm heading in the right direction and you are too, right? And so some practical steps is these practical steps are, I think probably I want to say creme de la creme, the apex. These are the practical steps that you can literally put for anything, right? Like, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. You can use these practical steps. One is gratitude. You can use gratitude for anything, right? And we could just thank God for his grace. You can thank God, have gratitude for a job. You can have gratitude that, man, I made it to the gym. You can have gratitude for, you know what, I drank a little bit more water today and I'm proud of myself. Like, we can have more gratitude and a positive attitude for whatever it is that we may have been having that mental challenge with, where we're condemning ourselves. So that's one. Setting small, achievable goals, right? Like, just watch this. Just start. That might set somebody free right there to just start, right? And don't try to, please, my sisters, and even if my brothers are listening, don't do what I used to do. Don't start out on 1,000. Listen, this is how I've lived my life. It's either at 0, I'm not doing it, or 1,000. I didn't know how to do the numbers in between. I didn't even know how to do them. And it has been such a challenge over this last probably year, where I've been practicing that. I fail at it all the time. I'll have this as a case in point. I have this idea in my mind before I go swimming. I'm only going to do 50 laps. And 50 laps is light work for me, right? I'm only going to do 50. We've decided, Tamika, Dr. T, we've decided together we're only going to do 50. I get in that water, I can go in here and at least do 60, right? If I do 60, I may as well do 70. Happens all the time because I don't know how to do anything in the middle. Right. I don't know how to just stop at 50. Or if I stop at 50, I say, well, I'm going to also do the weights, the weight resistance, the dumbbells in the water. Like, I don't know how to just do it. And that's what I'm working at. So we have to be able to set small goals and be OK with them. Right. Because some of us, hopefully you're not like me and you do too much. Some of us don't do enough. So it's that healthy tension, that small achievable goals. Write down your goal, your growth goals, or go back to reflect on them. Right? Like, look, I don't think we stop enough to think about how far we've come. I don't think we have enough conversations, even within ourselves, regardless of if it's with someone else, but enough with ourselves to just say, I've done this. I'm proud of myself. I'm hanging in there. I'm still going, right? I'm still pushing through. This is still hard, but I'm still going, right? We don't give ourselves enough credit, right? On this reflection part. And I think that we have to put some reflection part within what we're going through and be okay with the small amounts of growth we have. We will get farther doing small things for a very consistently than we will if we try to do too much and end up burning out at the end. You're going to go farther. You're going to find yourself in a much better headspace if you do it that way as well. The next thing is speak life over yourself. My goodness, speak life into yourself. I remember that song that starts out that says, I forget who the the songwriter is and the singer is, but she says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. You just got to encourage yourself. You got to speak life into yourself. Right. I don't need a pastor to lay hands on me. I actually can lay hands on myself. I don't need someone to speak life of me. I got to now watch this. I always want it, but do I need it? Like, I have to be able to do these things for myself. I have to be able to pray over myself. I have to believe for myself. Right. I have to encourage myself. I have to pull myself out, right? And I'm saying to you the same thing. And finally, rest in God's presence. Sometimes just sitting quietly with God is enough. Sometimes, man, like, we are such this generation of having to do this hustle, this work, this do, and sitting quietly in his presence is sometimes good enough. Like if you have a loved one that you don't even need to be talking to them, you just want to be near them, you just want to be in the same room as them, you don't even have to talk to them, but we are together because we have presence together. Think about that with the Father sometimes, because sometimes I think we do too much where we think we always have to be doing something to God, with God, as opposed to just sitting in his presence and just being there and allowing his presence to just take over us, give us that hug. You know, I just love that we are thinking about that. So this week, I want you to take a moment, stop judging yourself and your spiritual walk by what you haven't done. Instead, thank God for how far you've come. Focus on your progress, not your perfection, and trust that God is working in you every step of the way. We are talking about not judging our faith. We're and at the end, I'm saying, I want you to be able to embrace your spiritual journey. That's what I want you to do. I hope that there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit, that you decide to listen to this, listen to it again, share it with a sister friend, but also walk in what you heard today. And because you can't unhear it, walk in it enough to say, I'm going to start making these small incremental changes so that I'm not thinking about whatever I'm thinking about from this deficit model. I'm not judging myself for what I'm not doing, but I'm walking in God's grace. I hope that you decide to be great today on purpose. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.